Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
I still love that open. Does this have a name attached to it? No.
I don't think she did. When I looked at it yesterday, I did not see a name, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure those involved will know who they are.
True. Can you please weigh in here? My brother is the best man in his friend's wedding. Little backstory, this is groom's second marriage. We all love his new bride and kind of hated the first one. But my brother thinks it would be hilarious to start his best man speech with, quote, "Welcome back, everyone. We've saved the best for last."
Oh, no.
I told him absolutely do not do that. He won't listen to me, but I know he always listens to you guys each morning on his drives. And so would you please tell him what an awful idea this is? And then in all caps, please, exclamation point. I will not tell him not to do that because that is awesome. And no. I encourage him to do it. That is great.
No, this is why it is not letters to Steve. This is why right here.
Whatever.
Listen. I'm all about sprinkling a little bit of humor and a little bit of lightheartedness into your speeches and, you know, things like that. But if there is even a remote possibility that that may hurt someone's feelings, or, you know, maybe the couple met online and maybe they don't want people to know that, don't put that in any of your speeches. Obviously, do not reference his first marriage whatsoever
on
this day. No.
Maybe.
That is... No.
Maybe you don't say we've saved the best for last, because who knows, there could be a third. Let's not go there.
No.
But I say welcome back, everyone, is terrific. That you talk about breaking the ice automatically for the best man speech. That is perfect. I wish I would have thought of it. And
if you must do something like that, do that during the rehearsal night as just a little joke amongst just the close friends who may have been part of the first wedding. But don't, all you're going to do is you're going to make the bride feel weird and awkward. Maybe the groom does think it's funny, but I guarantee the bride will not.
How do you know? You don't know if the bride is...
Yes, I do know. I do know. Just don't do... The best way to not offend anybody is to not say that at all. And you can still make a great speech. You can still add other humor.
Oh, yeah, with no fun in it. There's the NFL again. Hey, everybody, the No Fun Laura is back. The NFL is back with
us. Listen, this could... Something like this, which I know is meant in jest and meant to be funny to start with, but this could cause long-term hard feelings. Yes, it could.
Welcome back.
Don't do that.
Welcome back, everyone, is going to cause long-term problems. Come on, man. That is terrific. I'm going to use it. I'm kind of hoping one of my family members gets divorced so I can use that if I'm ever best man at the second one. That is terrific.
Can someone help me here? This is not a good idea. 920-393-1985. Don't start your speech like that.
Yeah, this coming from the NFL. Okay, so let's consider the source here. Don't be funny. Don't try to laugh it up. Okay.
No, you can, like I said, you can add humor. You can add a lot of funny things. Don't start with that. That's all I'm saying.
I think you start with the humor. Absolutely. And then you get funnier from there. 393-1985. You can text in. You can call in. But I say absolutely yes to the welcome back, everybody.
I can picture it. I can picture it right now. Whoever the gal is that wrote this email, she's sitting at a stoplight thinking this did not go as planned. And her head just like bashed down onto the steering wheel like, no, he's listening to this. Don't listen to Steve.
Love it.